Hey, Chris, it's Jackie. I am so sorry about that. I feel like such a ditz. I accidentally hung up on you. Are you there? You good? I'm very sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, all right. So we're almost done, but I wanted to call you back especially right away because once I hit this pay button, you're actually going to immediately get a copy of your invoice. So we're almost done here. I'll get you off the phone and on your way in 2 seconds. So here we go, just processing the payment real quick. And for some reason, it says that the transaction was declined.
I have no idea why. Let me see if I got a text message.
Okay.
You didn't get a text message.
No, I think it would only go through if we successfully charged the card. Maybe what I can do is your card information, just double check, see if I put it in right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go check. All right. Hold on 1 second. Alrighty, so I have a Visa, right? Okay, go ahead and give me the card number one more time.
4635.
Mhm.
7800.
Mhm.
0612.
Mhm.
3014.
Oh, is that a different card than the first one you gave me?
No.
It's not?
No.
Okay. Which I thought the first one you gave me ended in 9. Okay, and what's the expiration?
10/27.
10/27? Okay, I put June 27th. And then that security code?
665.
Okay. Alrighty, so we're going to try and okay. Alrighty, Chris, it looks like that went through, so we are good to go. If you wouldn't mind just staying on the line with me for a quick second. I just want to make sure that you get a copy of your invoice. You'll also see our number listed so that way you can contact us at any time. I'm also just real quickly going to have you go take a look at the subscription terms and get those signed just so we can help expedite the onboarding for tomorrow, okay?
Okay, I realize that two of the same card, just that one is working, the other one is not. So that was my fault.
Oh, okay, no worries. Well, I'm happy to know it's not my fault. I'm not to blame. So, all right. Well, yeah, the second one definitely went through. You should be getting an email and also a text message with a copy of your invoice. And I do see that it was sent successfully. So let me know when you get that, and I'll walk you through the last steps here for today.
Okay.
And let me know if you somehow don't get it. I can always resend it on my end as well.
Yeah, I got it.
Great. So if you scroll to the bottom, you see where it says view subscription terms?
View subscription terms?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to just click on that for me real quick? And then you'll want to scroll to the bottom. There is a little check mark box that you'll have to check. And then if you just sign your name exactly how it's listed on the form.
Okay.
Let me know when you're done with that.
No, it says username.
Perfect. So just pause there. You'll want to bookmark that link if you're able to. You will actually get your login credentials later on down the road. They're going to go over that with you in onboarding tomorrow. So with onboarding tomorrow, I'll actually be giving you a call, and then I'll transfer you over to our technician team so that way we can get you all set up and ready to go.
Okay, and just a question. In the future, if we didn't do the local ads, could we still keep, if we didn't do the Facebook ads, could we still keep you for the other part?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a different package. If you're interested in doing that, I can actually give you my extension. You can absolutely reach out to me. You also have my email, because I was the one who sent over all the emails to you. It should be jcooper@relevantads. So if you are, down the line, if you want to cancel the Facebook ads and just do the local map section, we can absolutely visit that. It's just a different package, basically.
What's your number so I can add you to my contact list?
Sure. It's 877.
Uh-huh.
635.
Okay.
6225. Now, that's our client support number, but to reach me, my extension is 129.
So how would I, let me see how to save it into my phone book.
Okay.
So I'm going to put Jackie, and then what was that number again?
Well, sure. 877.
Uh-huh.
635.
Okay.
6225. And then, again, my extension is 129.
If I dialed everything and then dialed the 129, how does that work?
I'm not sure. It's possible that if you call our customer support and you just tell them you're looking to speak to me, they can transfer you over to me as well. But I should receive the call directly on my end too.
Okay, so but I shouldn't call that number plus 129. I should listen to the recording and then plus 129.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, wait till you're prompted to put in the extension, I would say.
So I'm going to remove that 129 and then just put in. Okay, and then an email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have emails from me right now. I'm in the same email that we sent over the invitation for your client onboarding tomorrow. But I'm happy to repeat my email if you want to throw it in your contacts.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Sure.
Where did I go? Okay. Jackie, everything got erased.
What do you mean?
Could I get your phone number again?
Sure, yeah. 877.
Uh-huh.
635.
Okay.
6225.
Okay, got it. Extension 129 will be in the notes.
Yeah. If I were you, I would actually save that number as local slash. Because anytime that we contact you, that should be the number that pops up.
Oh, okay. And then, Jackie, what was the email? I'll just put local slash and then Jackie.
Okay, perfect. My email is J, as in Jackie. And then Cooper...
Sorry.
Sorry, you ready for the email?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's J, as in Jackie,
uh-huh.
Cooper, spelled C, as in cat, O-O-P,
uh-huh.
as in Peter, E-R.
Okay.
At relevantads.com, relevant spelled R-E-L-E-V, as in Victor, A-N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, A-D as in dog, S as in Sam.com.
So I have R as in Roger, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, E as in Edward, Z as in Zebra, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, T as in Tiger, A as in Apple, D as in David, S as in Sam.com.
I think the Z as in Zebra is supposed to be a V as in Victor. It should say relevant ads.
Oh, relevant ads. Yeah, I got it now. Okay. Save.
Oh, yeah, and you can, honestly, email is probably the best way to contact me. I have my email up 24/7, so if you shoot me an email, I'll see it right away.
And it's J as in Jack, C as in Cat, O as in Oscar, O as in Oscar, P as in Peter, E as in Edward, R as in Roger, at relevant ads is just ads.com.
Yep, you got it.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks, Jackie. So I'll get a call tomorrow between 1 and 2.
Yep. That's the time that we put you in there for. So we'll definitely give you a call then. You should receive the call from me. If it's not me giving you a call, then unfortunately I'm with another client. But as of right now, you're on my schedule, so you should definitely get the call from me.
Okay, great. So I'll talk to you tomorrow, and then we can go over the Google My Business page.
Yeah. I'll actually be introducing you to our technician team. We have a couple individuals who work on our technician team and who oversee the client onboarding. So I'll just do a nice soft introduction, get you two acquainted, and then they're going to take it over from there and answer any questions that you may have at that point.
Okay. Great. Perfect. Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome, Chris. I'm excited that we can do business together. I look forward to, the success in your business. And, you know, if you ever need to reach out to me, I'm just an email or a call away.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Chris. Bye-bye.